With this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRBLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. In her freshman season, Emily McMartin had huge shoes to fill after a historic group of seniors graduated from the 2018 Class 3A Team State Track and Field Champions, and did so by qualifying in several events in the Blue Oval in 2019. The now sophomore discusses stepping up and leading an impressive group of sprinters. What was your reaction initially to hearing the news that the season was canceled?
I think we're all really disappointed. You know, we had goals for this year, and for us being sophomores, we wanted to see how we had improved from last year and going forward, and seeing if we could put together new relays and things like that. And so I think we all had anticipation for the season to start, and it was just kind of disappointing to see it end so fast. And we prepared a lot during the winter and stuff, and even just looking forward to indoor season, and that got taken away first. And so, yeah, it's definitely been disappointing, but we're trying to stay positive and look forward to the years that we still have.
You may be the closest to one of those seniors. Your older sister, Caroline, has had tremendous success with the program. You know, how have you been trying to help her through this process? I know that she's going to go on to Central, but obviously she is such a competitor, and I imagine that you're trying to support her as best you can.
Yeah, I think we've both supported each other a lot. You know, our family, just in general, my parents love going to track meets, and just we really wanted to run together and be in a relay together again and just have one more year. So yeah, it was definitely disappointing, and she was not happy about it, and I give her all the credits for not being happy. But yeah, I think since we're both in the sport and we were both going through it and really looking forward to the season, we connected to each other and we could just talk through it and, you know, stay positive again about the future that she has and the success that she's had in the past and that she gets to go run in college. So that's kept her pretty happy.
And not too far from home, so you'll get to see her run quite a bit there too. The way I know you best was I got to see you at the state meet a couple of times for the 4x2 and the 4x1 and that group of sprinters that was largely going to come back. I know you were going to graduate some great seniors again. For that sprint group, what are the ways that you were hoping to try to build on what you did at state last year, knowing that you were close to even winning your events and trying to take that next step and join some really awesome names in program history?
We were really looking forward to see how we'd match up again this year. The Wallert girls and Assumption girls always bring a great race and a great team to state, and a lot of other schools do. So bringing up some of the freshmen, you know, getting Calla and other girls into our relays that were hurt last year. Me and Rose were still there, so we wanted to build off those relays individually too, stepping into some of those spots to see if we could score points at state. Were all things that we were looking forward to.
I tend to notice different classes as they come up, and you know, don't want to put anybody in some sort of, you know, column or anything, but I get the sense that your sophomore class, the class of 2022, already is a pretty tight-knit group, especially in track. What is it like to be on a team like that, even carrying over the different sports, knowing that you and your classmates are really close and seem to have a really good time when you are competing?
Yeah, it's a really nice thing to know. And again, like the bonds and stuff, we're all so close with each other. And a lot of us that do track do other sports with each other. We all do volleyball together. And I know a lot of the track girls do basketball or do other things. And I think specifically in our class, we're just a tight-knit group in sports. And I think that's really important. And we're good at encouraging each other. And we've been with each other since middle school or before. So we've already known each other and played and competed with each other for a long time.
How motivated do you think all the athletes, especially those coming back, are going to be, especially with this Pella program that has had so much success and, you know, trying to at the same time, you know, make your own legacy, but try to you know, honor the seniors and honor your sister? How motivated do you think this group is going to be come next spring, next March, when you're doing your first indoor practices?
Yeah, I think we're just going to come super excited and motivated, you know, right away when lifting starts and in the winter and all through the spring. I think we're going to be excited and not take any meets or any practices for granted, but enjoy what we have. And as we become juniors and seniors, just really enjoying our seasons and trying to build off the legacy of the seniors and bring what we have to the program and keep contributing in all the ways that we can. And now we have 2 years of high schoolers that won't have competed in a high school meet yet. So I think it will be important for us to step up in that leadership and just be motivated to create a new team and just be excited about that.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School sophomore Emily McMartin, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.